The Bush administration has chosen a privacy officer for the new Department of Homeland Security. Nuala O'Connor Kelly will move from the Commerce Department to the new post. Her role there could be crucial, as the DHS has been entrusted with a number of surveillance efforts. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
She's only 34 years old, but Nuala O'Connor Kelly is already a veteran of one very bitter privacy battle. She used to work at DoubleClick, an internet advertising company that was a pioneer in developing online ads targeted to the interests of individual users. That tactic turned DoubleClick into a lightning rod for criticism, and O'Connor Kelly helped the company settle private lawsuits and deal with government investigations. Ari Schwartz of the Center for Democracy and Technology says she proved herself to be a consensus builder.
And that's really going to be this person, at least at the very beginning, this person's main role is to try and connect these groups together. And Nuala has a background in working with all these different groups. That's why people are optimistic that she can do this job.
The job of being privacy officer to the Department of Homeland Security is, of course, new territory in a new department. Congress insisted that the department have a privacy officer to address concerns about the power the DHS will have to potentially gather huge dossiers on individual Americans. The DHS oversees airline screening procedures that have already attracted criticism for alleged privacy invasions and for just being unfair. And the department will be a major consumer of intelligence gathered by a variety of government agencies. Ohio State University law professor Peter Swire says the department's privacy officer is supposed to give these ideas the once-over before they get out the door.
The easiest time to change things is before they're announced, before they're deployed. And Ms. O'Connor Kelly will have a chance to step in while things are still fluid and try to achieve security goals, but also achieve some privacy.
Swire says this approach worked for him when he was privacy officer for the entire government under the Clinton administration. He says he was often able to make policies more privacy sensitive by weighing in early on. Swire says the Bush administration has stumbled more than once in this area, most notably when the White House let retired Admiral John Poindexter become head of the Total Information Awareness Program, a surveillance effort that has since been reined in by Congress.
For Total Information Awareness, Admiral Poindexter said in public that they were going to work on the system first and do the policy later. Well, doing policy later is really not good enough.
O'Connor Kelly would not have direct oversight over Total Information Awareness. That project came from a Pentagon research division. Since this new position is limited to Homeland Security, this new privacy czar's empire will also exclude programs run by the FBI, the Department of Justice, or the CIA. That's one more reason why privacy advocates like David Sobel of the Electronic Privacy Information Center say appointing this position is only a start.
It can't be left solely in the hands of the executive branch. Congress needs to be involved. The public needs to be involved. And unfortunately, we really haven't seen that level of openness up until now.
Sobel's group has had to rely on lawsuits to get any information about the Department of Homeland Security's airline screening procedures. With the appointment of this new position, he will at least have someone to call. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.